Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Flavor Living Radio. This is Brian, your host. We're here on Blog Talk Radio. It's Sunday, the 9th of March, 2014. I hope everybody set their clocks 1 hour ahead. You know, spring forward. Yesterday was 8:30, today is 9:30. So, we want to talk about food trends today. We're doing a food trends report. Probably another, a previous show, just talking about different food trends that are in the news today. So, you know, sit back and relax and enjoy our show. One of the food trends I'm seeing lately is that the food labels that are on different products in the grocery store, and something that just came out that they have made this change in over 20 years, and they finally made a change from the top. We're going to listen to Floaty, our first lady, and she's going to talk about what's the food label change.
As you've heard today, for the first time since the nutrition label was developed 2 decades ago, we're overhauling these labels to make them easier to read and understand. And this is a major undertaking involving folks from across the country, from the FDA to the food industry to advocates throughout communities in this country. Because a lot has changed in the past 20 years. And just consider all the new information we've learned about nutrition and healthy eating during that time period. Not to mention this label appears on roughly 700,000 products. But in the end, our guiding principle here is simple, that you as a parent and a consumer should be able to walk into a grocery store, pick an item off the shelf, and tell whether it's good for your family. To achieve this goal in the coming months, the FDA will be soliciting comments from the public on the two possible options that you see behind me. And I know there will be many opinions on what this label should look like, but I think that we all can agree that families deserve more and better information about the food they eat. And it's important to note that no matter what the final version looks like, the new label will allow you to immediately spot the calorie count because it will be in large font and not buried in the fine print. You'll also learn more about where the sugar in the food comes from, like whether the sugar in your yogurt was added during processing or whether it comes from ingredients like fruits. This is what you will get from the label of the future. This will be the new norm in providing consumers with information about the food we buy and eat. So this is a huge deal, which is why everybody is here. And it's going to make a big difference for families across this country. So today I want to end as I started by truly thanking the FDA and everyone else involved in this important effort. I am excited to see all the comments that come in over the coming months, and I look forward to celebrating the final label and then ultimately seeing it on grocery shelves across the country in the years to come. So congratulations, you all. Great work. Let's keep pushing. There is more to do. As Secretary Sebelius said, we are starting to see some change. We are nowhere near the end of this road, but with every little bit that we do, we make a huge difference. So congratulations once again, and keep up the great work. Thank you so much.
There you have it. The food labels are going to change. So, and I also heard that the food label will be on the front of the product. instead of on the back of the product. So you'll be able to read what's in there in the product first, you know, instead of, you know, it helps a lot to see what's on the front of the, what's in the product as far as added sugar compared to natural sugar. We're going to move on to more food trends that's going on. Here's some food trend about our diet, what we have for our diet. And, you know, I'm a guy, I'm learning more and more about eating better for me. So, because it helps me as far as giving me energy throughout the day. And I want to know what's good to eat, what tastes good. So here's some more news. Here's some more news.
2014 just beginning. Are you seeing any diet trends already for the new year? And if you are there any that you're having
the paleo
issues with?
Primal ones? I mean,
chia seeds.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Buy stock in chia seeds. chia seeds are huge right now. They're the new flax seeds. Uh-huh. They have more calcium than flax. They still have those omega-3s. And I call them nutrition sprinkles. One tablespoon gives you 5 grams of fiber. They expand in your belly. They suppress your appetite a little bit. Mm-hmm. And they have no taste. Yeah. You can't really like them, so that's going to be a big trend.
Yeah, the paleo primal eating kind of going.
That's only eat what cavemen ate. Nothing else, essentially.
I mean, that's you know basically it. I mean, there's definitely different
lower carbs.
Yeah,
the lower carbs.
I mean, it can be. I mean, I have a lot of paleo endurance athletes, and they get their carbs from fruits and starchy vegetables. You know, so it doesn't have to be lower carb, but you're taking away all the grains. You know, and you're basically eating. And it can be healthy if you do it right. You know, just like anything else. So.
Yeah, I am like the anti-trend.
Yeah.
Good morning, America.
I
they're always asking, well, you know, what's the diet trend you want to talk about? I said, well, I really like Mediterranean diet. We can talk about that. But that's not so trendy. I know. It's like, I know the basic principles for good health and good nutrition are really, really simple.
Forever.
And the problem I have with the trends is that people aren't doing the basics.
Right.
And they just go to chia seeds. It's like, I'm going to still eat the junk I eat.
No, the chia seeds need to go in the oatmeal.
Exactly.
Absolutely. And I also think a big trend is going to be more home chefs.
Yeah.
I think people are getting more interested in
That'd
going to
terrific.
The farmers markets and buying
Real
local
food.
And, you know,
again,
embracing
if it's affordable,
and connecting
again,
with it.
Yeah,
yes,
right.
Exactly.
That's a big barrier. You know, but people, I've done this story a few times about the coexistence of hunger and obesity. And it's because a lot of the foods that people on lower incomes are exposed to and can afford are these calorie-dense, low-nutrient-dense foods.
So we've really made this more complicated than it has to be, ultimately, with all these different diets out there. It's just about healthy, clean eating.
It is. Back to the basics.
Think about it every single day and do the best that you can.
Yeah.
That's what it's about. Yeah. And when you mucky it up, shake it off, and start fresh the next day.
All right, we're back. That was more as far as dietary, as far as more as what they have. And I like the gentleman when he was talking about, hey, I do something totally different. I do something totally different. So I know you have to experiment with different foods and what you like and don't like. You know, I like you know a good beef and potato type of person, but I also like a good salad. I mean, if it's a good salad. Everything in there, that's me. I did some salad. Now, here's another food trend. Walmart, if they're doing something where they're going to start delivering foods. So basically, let's say you're making a dish that has many ingredients in it. So basically, you'll be able to order online the different ingredients from your recipe. And Walmart will deliver it to your home. I mean, they're just testing it out now in Denver at 11 stores. Can you imagine if this takes off, as far as goes past Denver to all the states? And I hope it takes off to lots of the grocery stores where they're delivering to you, just like you can order, you can order a pizza or, you can order Chinese food. You can order your groceries from your different recipes. So look out for Walmart. It's called Walmart to Go. If you guys want to look that up, but it's only in Denver now. And they're starting to delivery markets. So look out for those guys. Well, we have one more. Yeah, one more. Some more. some more news from the UK.
I'm here among the food stores on Leather Lane in central London. I'm going to be looking at what might be hot in food next year.
Sandwiches is the next thing for somebody. Somebody's going to do something great.
People are going to move more towards looking for more indulgent sandwiches.
2014, food is going to be more social, more local.
I think truffles are really interesting. They're becoming much more available.
People want to improve their lunch lives. They want to make things more exciting. They want to go out and hit the streets and smell the food cooking.
So tell us what we're going to be eating in 2014.
Things like rose hips, greengages, old fruits like damsons, gooseberries, lots of foraging things. We're going to see much more mushroom-type varieties. Eggs as well, I think eggs are going to become more popular because they're a cheaper food. Sadly, we are looking at some of the things which don't cost as much that we can be much more creative around.
There's a whiff of the health kick about Morgan's predictions, and the new rising star of superfoods will be buckwheat, a versatile product that's going to kick couscous and quinoa out the park.
You might say 2013 has been the year of story, the year of Tom Sellers. What do you think 2014 is going to hold for food in general and for yourself?
The food trend at the moment seems to be, for me, accessibility and how you get it and that you want it quick and that there's no fuss around it, but it has to taste great. If you look globally, I think sandwiches is the next thing for somebody. Somebody's going to do something great. And there's something quite quintessentially British about that too.
Pioneering chefs like Tom are inspiring home cooks to get more ambitious. 2014 is going to see plenty of people doing their own smoking, curing and using chefy techniques like sous vide. So where do you think Cookisto fits in within the current food trend?
It's the first, let's say, peer-to-peer marketplace for homemade meals. So it's going to be healthy and personalized. And it's about, you know, sharing, making some extra money, meeting new people, making new friends.
The next food obsession for 2014 is going to be flexitarianism, meaning even the most committed carnivores will be choosing a more vegetarian-led diet. Do you think traditionally we are a bit stuck in a rut when it comes to our lunchtime?
I think people are looking for new ways to liven up their lunch. People are seeing the sandwiches as something they can have as a treat now. We've got an example of a Scandinavian-style open sandwich. So more indulgent, more of a sort of destination sandwich, as we were saying. People will travel for a good sandwich.
Treat. Ireland.
Let's do it.
Helen tells me that 2014 will see the rise of alternative sandwiches, more wraps, pitters, thins and open sandwiches, using the bread as a canvas to experiment with interesting ingredients.
So what is these street food going from here? What does 2014 hold?
Just kind of like stitching together all of these great communities of traders and people that eat from the traders into something bigger and more impactful for Britain's food culture.
The trend for street food has shown that when the grub's good, we're quite happy to get what we're given. Finally, 2014 is going to be...
What is that? What's that symbol? Listen, thank you for being a part of our show, Flavor Living Radio. This is our food trends. I wanted to bring an artist I ran across. Her name is Daniela. Andrea. This is a song from radio, and I just wanted to play it kind of to set out of our show today. Thanks for listening, and tune in for next week for more food, more interviews, topics. So listen to this song. Great.
I can do this.
You can do it.
Tell me I can do it.
You can do it. Yeah.
When you were here before, couldn't look you in the eyes. You look like an angel. Skin makes me cry. You float like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special.
I'm a creep. I'm a weirdo. What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong here. I don't care if it hurts. Wanna have control. I want a perfect body. I want a perfect soul. I want you to notice when I'm not. So very special. I wish I was special.
Living.